An online course sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control is designed to equip professionals in the Public Health and Aging Services networks with resources to help their clients better understand advanced care planning. Joining us now on the Bioethics Channel to talk about the program is Linda Anderson, the Director of the Healthy Aging Program in the Division of Adult and Community Health, National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at the Centers for Disease Control. Linda, the online course is entitled Advanced Care Planning, an Introduction for Public Health and Aging Services Professionals. Give us an overview of the online course, what it is, and what it's designed to do.
Well, we designed the course along with several of our partners. It's really designed for healthcare professionals, as you have already indicated, and it's really intended to increase the understanding among both public health as well as aging services professionals about those key issues related to advanced care planning for end of life, including communicating and documenting one's wishes and preferences. And the course itself is for professionals who serve both adults as well as their families.
What's different about this discussion in a public health setting as compared to this discussion in the office of a private medical practice?
Well, one of the things, as you know, is that the healthcare system really has addressed end-of-life issues for a very long time. And really, public health agencies, and particularly when we think about state health departments, have many opportunities to really contribute to those efforts, but we really felt there needed to be a greater understanding of their role as well as background about this issue, because they're often with their clients and their constituents have questions from the general public about that, and we just really wanted to prepare this public health and aging services professionals to be more informed about this issue. So unlike the courses for nursing and professionals, this course is really designed for that special audience.
So this is a three-course module. Describe what's in those modules.
The first module provides some background about advanced care planning, as well as provides that role that health professionals can play. And then the second module introduces people to the various types of advanced care planning documents. It includes both sort of their background, the evolution, as well as legal foundations. And this is where the people taking the course have a chance to explore the specific laws and requirements for their state and beginning to understand that better. And then in the third and final module, module three, the professionals will learn more about how they can make a difference in improving advanced care planning for people in their community and really in their state. And what's nice about the modules is that really they help define the concepts and terms. There's a number of activities that people can take to do independently, as well as to work with their colleagues on, and then provides a number of tools and resources, including a tool that people can go through the modules and look at how they can take these actions and build on them further.
This course is designed for a national audience. How did you make it broad enough while specific at the same time, considering that there are differences in advanced care planning from state to state?
Well, one of the ways that we looked at the module was to take those concepts that really cut across these issues and how to have conversations, what are the general tools, and then direct individuals to state-specific programs. So again, we don't cover every state, but we give examples and we design tools and techniques for how to find out information about their own state and about the individual programs and some of the things that may be different about their state than other states.
Why this course and why now for such a program to be made available to public health professionals?
Well, really, CDC has been working with the Center for Practical Bioethics in a number of years, really since 2002, to really look at what would be the role of state health departments and other partner groups that we work with on the issues about decision-making and thinking about that. So we've had a number of activities, one in trying to help people understand how this issue is a public health issue, So in 2002, 2003, we designed a series of articles talking about this issue, again, how it fit into the broader issues of prevention. We've worked with our comprehensive cancer group, and one of the things that we were asked to do that was a priority was really look at these issues of educating healthcare professionals and the public more about advanced care planning. So this module, it really resulted from a project that started out with going out and Myra Christopher making presentations, us learning from those presentations to public health professionals, and thinking about how this course then could be made online, which is more cost effective and can be disseminated to a larger group of individuals. So it's really been over a series of 5 years that we've been able to gather the information, look at what healthcare professionals were telling us that they needed, look at where the information was, and then put this all together with a group to come up with a course.
We're in somewhat of a volatile time when it comes to discussing advanced care planning and end of life. Witness the debate over death panels a couple of years ago. How has this program been put together for public health professionals to promote this discussion in this environment?
Well, one of the ways that we really have it viewed on this is really thinking about in general decision making, that we promote this in chronic disease management for a number of years. The chronic disease self-management course has really talked about these issues. So we like to think it not as a separate, but really integrated into how we just think about self-management issues and other kinds of issues that people need to be making decisions at all points along for prevention and what they're going to do in terms of someone develops a chronic disease, how do they manage that. And then again, we know that despite the best prevention efforts, people do develop chronic diseases, have to manage them. So we see it as an integrated part, not really something separate. And so that's the way we've really been able to think about this and hopefully move the discussions and agendas forward.
What's the response been thus far?
You know, we've gotten a number of inquiries, and I think people are very excited about the course. The feedback we've gotten so far is very positive. We hope that people take the course and then take the opportunity to let us know what they think about that, to let us know about resources that they may think about, so we have an opportunity over the future to make it even more relevant to healthcare professionals.
Linda Anderson is the director of the Healthy Aging Program in the Division of Adult and Community Health, National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at the Centers for Disease Control. For more information about advanced care planning, an introduction for public health and aging services professionals, visit cdc.gov/aging. That's cdc.gov/aging. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the BioEthics Channel.